Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Jake Rao and Brett Weiler from the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Jake and Brett, thanks so much for joining us. Jake, let's start with you. What is Erie Forward all about?
Erie Forward is a, I want to call it a fundraising campaign or a commitment by Erie businesses to support a more enhanced and complete economic development program for the Erie region. So with that as like a kind of an intro, it's a $5.2 million campaign paid out over 5 years, so roughly a little over $1 million per year. Almost the supermajority of it, meaning 80% plus, is going to come from the private sector. And it is a commitment well and above whatever we've had before for economic development activities, which fall into four categories: retention and expansion of existing businesses, business attraction, entrepreneurial development, and workforce development. So with these added resources, the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership can really probably quadruple up its efforts in economic development. It gives us the staffing and the resources to do the things that everyone, I believe, expects to be done or thought were being done, but the reality was we were dramatically under-resourced to execute on.
Jake, what makes Erie Forward unique to Erie, and do other communities do this?
So maybe a little historical background. So back in probably 30 years ago, might even been longer than that, but 30 years ago, Howard Levin was a gentleman who had practiced economic development and seen how it had been funded historically. And he created a company called National Community Development Services. And he had the philosophy that you can't achieve number one, most communities were approaching economic development without specific metrics to measure their success by, saying, you know, we will accomplish this in a defined time period, say 3 or 5 years. That was the first thing. The second was is that doing it without committed, sustained resources, the challenge there is you start chasing dollars and someone's particular interest versus staying committed to a path that you know is going to lead to great success. And so combining those, he came up with the concept of you need to go to the private sector, you need to show them a plan, you need to show them metrics, and then you need to get from them an annual commitment of dollars for 5 years, and you aggregate up the total commitments of the private sector. And that gives you a budget to execute. And you start with a target number that you'd like to raise. And then as you're expending the dollars and the things you said you would be doing and getting results, you're reporting your results back. And towards the end of that five-year campaign, you're going to go back to that private sector and say, here's what we did. Here's what we'd like to do next. Here's what the price tag is. Are you in again? And across the country, people reenlist because they like the idea of getting an outcome for their investment. They like the idea of specific metrics that you can show a return on investment for that. So NCDS created this process and approach. And frankly, what's happened over the years, just an interesting side note, is many of the employees that worked for NCDS and got trained there went and started their own operations. So now you might have a half dozen of these fundraising groups focused on economic development, multi-year campaigns. So as I told you, this is 30 plus years ago. This has been going on around the country for some time. It just hasn't been done in Erie County, frankly, in Northwest Pennsylvania. It's been done in various spots around Pennsylvania, but places that have been very successful are Raleigh, North Carolina, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Frankly, you could go down into the Atlanta region, you could go into Nashville, you could go into Tulsa. I mean, a lot of the places around the country want to have a committed dollar amount that they know is going to be available for them to put a team together and then have resources necessary to do the marketing, the outreach, the travel, the conferences, all of the necessary expenses without the burden of having to go raise that annually. Because every time you're going out annually to raise money, it takes time away from doing the core functionality of economic development. That's why these are so attractive. You get your commitments up front, everyone gets report out, but you can focus on economic development and not other things.
I would imagine that once the launch is complete, that's the initial sales job, right?
Well, the sales job on the front end is very challenging because, especially in a market like Erie, there hasn't been a history of doing it this way. Also in this market, there is a perception that, oh, there's plenty of money for economic development. And the reality is the items that we talk about, you know, attraction, retention and expansion, entrepreneurship and workforce, there are dollars out there for some of that, but a lot of them come with strings attached. So you have to be only servicing certain populations, for instance, in workforce development. There is not enough on the entrepreneurial front. Retention and expansion is something we've done in the past, but something that came with constraints on who you could call and how many calls you could do. And now those are gone because you're controlling the resources. And on attraction, we had virtually nothing. So you can't get to the trade shows you need to be at. You can't make a visit to a key market like Chicago, or for us, Detroit, Chicago, or Charlotte, to go meet with companies down there to talk about expansion, because you don't have the budget to do it. So, in order to respond to an opportunity, you have to cobble money together. That's just not an efficient way to do economic development. So it is very hard here in Erie. The challenge was to get out and spend the time educating people about this is not uncommon, this is a smart way to go about it, and the business communities responded greatly.
Why would someone want to invest in Erie Forward, and who can invest?
If you want the Erie economy to grow, and you want more money churning around in this community, and you want businesses to get the assistance they need in a timely manner, and you want to start businesses, that's why you invest here. This is all about Erie being a stronger economy, creating more jobs for the community, growing the overall wealth of the region. And this is a very targeted, focused way to go about it. It gets you immediately involved in the economic development ecosystem and creates an extremely strong connection to us for us to be able to meet with you 2 to 4 times a year and give you a very detailed kind of under the tent picture of this is what's going on in the community. And with that sharing of information, we believe there's a lot of opportunities that they can share back to us. So really, it's about knowing that with more money in the economy, there's going to be more opportunity for your business, whether you're a retail business, you're a manufacturing business, your service business, whatever it might be. More money into the economy, more jobs in the economy is going to help everyone out.
I would imagine that once you invest, it becomes a true partnership, doesn't it?
No question. And what we've found is that businesses in Erie are extremely interested in economic development. There's lots of ideas, there's lots of opinions, and we want the opportunity for those that really believe in it to share with them. But in order to share, they need to invest and commit with us. Then we become a partnership, and we expect 80 to 100 businesses to be partners with us on this Erie Forward initiative, and that will be a relationship that we don't look at as like a one-time thing, but frankly something that we can sustain into the future, because we know there are tremendous business opportunities out there that those 80 to 100 know about that we don't, and we wanted to bring them to the table, and then with these resources, we have the ability to follow through on them and deliver.
Jake, what is the investment range for Erie Forward?
Yeah, the minimum investment range is a little over $2,000 per year for 5 years, so that'd be $10,000. And the top end's $150,000 a year. And to date, we've raised roughly 70% of our $5.2 million goal. And we're very confident we're going to hit the $5.2 million goal by the committed, and we've already started to receive checks by the end of March, the first quarter of 2020.
At this stage, you have to be thrilled by those numbers, don't you?
Yeah, and it hasn't been. There's been a lot of time and effort by James Grunke, our CEO, and NCDS, who we did hire, that firm that I talked about earlier. We did hire them to do the work. And yeah, we're very excited. And again, it doesn't mean we aren't going to look for grant opportunities and other potential resources to come into the market. But what you need is dedicated funds so that you can execute your plan. In the absence of dedicated funds, then you start chasing money. And that's what we don't want to do. That's where you start to not be strategic and committed and directed towards your goals, and you start responding to a funding source. Now we're going to have the ability to execute on that goal and hit our metrics, which is those metrics are going to help drive the Erie community forward.
Jake, what are the big picture goals for Erie Forward?
I think that anyone who's really interested in the long-term health of the Erie community, this is not a situation. We want people and business leaders that want to participate in Erie Forward, understand what we're doing or learn more, to contact us, because we have a targeted hit list. That hit list, I mean, it is not size of business restricted. Anybody can be a supporter, starting at that $2,000 level and going up. And if you're committed to the Erie community and its long-term prosperity, the chambers where economic development is the place to play. It's the place that is going to lead the charge for the entire region. And we want more partners, not fewer. So anyone who's interested, we want them to contact us. We'll sit down, tell more about the program, and hopefully they'll see enough value in that and believe in us enough to make an investment.
Finally, Jake, and then we'll bring Brett in here. How do you determine the financial goal for Erie Forward?
The financial goal was done after we did a feasibility study in the market. And you go out and talk to employers to find out what would your level of commitment be if we were kind of doing this general arena. And from that, then it kind of sets up that's the target number.
Jake, thanks so much for joining us. Brett, let's bring you in here. First, can you explain what the organization, the Forbes Oz 20, does?
Yeah, so the Forbes Opportunity Zone Catalyst Challenge is a partnership between Forbes and the Sorensen Impact Center at the University of Utah. Sorensen is a think tank based out of the University of Utah that focuses on social impact investment. It was founded by a gentleman by the name of Jim Sorensen, who gave the university a $13 million gift to start up this think tank to analyze all things social impact investing. Forbes, of course, is a well-known global media company, and the two of them partnered up to form a challenge and an application for communities and for fund managers to tell their story about how they have used the new Opportunity Zone tax incentive to catalyze investment in distressed communities. So the flagship Opportunity Zone and the City of Erie, we applied through the challenge. And we're notified December 12th that we were one of 20 finalists. We submitted our application in the category of urban communities. And so there were four categories as part of the challenge. They were looking to recognize urban communities, rural communities, and then they were looking to recognize two different types of funds, a large fund that that was national in scope, and then smaller funds that had more of a regional focus. And so we were one of five urban communities recognized through our application in the Forbes OZ Challenge.
Anything else on this recognition that you want to touch on?
So there were well over 100 applications, and we were selected as one of the five kind of exemplary urban communities across the country. I think the partnership between Forbes and the Sorensen Impact Center, at the very least, is going to just continue to elevate Erie in the conversation as a market on the rise, a market worth looking into for investors. It's going to continue to convey to local, regional, and national audiences that, you know, we've really been thoughtful and purposeful about how we are looking to attract investment to drive equitable and inclusive growth in our community. So at the very least, it's the absolute perfect recognition and publicity for Erie at this time. At a more detailed level, as a finalist, we will receive some social impact measurements from the Sorenson Impact Center and some other data analysis support to help us make better data-informed decisions as we move forward and continue to try to attract investment.
You have to be thrilled about what is happening here, don't you?
Yeah, the accolades continue to come, and this one in particular excites me because the partners involved in this challenge or this competition beyond Forbes and the Sorenson Impact Center are a number of organizations and individuals who I would consider market-pacing organizations. So, for example, the Economic Innovation Group, a think tank out of Washington, D.C., they basically wrote the Opportunity Zone tax incentive and championed the tax incentive from the very start. You know, they're one of the key partners in this challenge. So, and I believe they were part of the review committee. So for them, again, to say Erie is the model, Erie is pacing the market, it's incredibly rewarding and exciting. I've been in economic development long enough now, though, that I recognize that, you know, recognition and publicity and all of that is great, and Erie needs that. But there's still a lot of work to be done. It's one thing to be recognized. It's another thing to actually actualize our potential. And that means attracting the right capital for the right projects that contribute positively to our community and to our market and to our residents. And so that's still the end goal. This helps, though, because, in fact, we've received a number of inquiries from across the country since we were announced as a finalist saying, what's going on in Erie? How can I get involved? What can I invest in? You know, tell me what's happening up there. So that helps towards our end goal, which is, again, to drive, you know, equitable investment and catalyze wealth creation for the region.
What continue to be some highlights or reasons why Erie stands out above others as a model for communities trying to drive equitable and inclusive growth through the new Opportunity Zone tax incentive?
So a few thoughts. I think the Erie market, the Opportunity Zone tax incentive was really tailor-made for a community like Erie. Our market conditions historically have made it challenging to attract outside investment. This tax incentive helps with that. We have a lot of market momentum, a lot of ongoing investment from our largest anchor institutions, Erie Insurance, Gannon, UPMC, Hammett, among others. But to really put us over the top, this tax incentive really helps to drive or capture that potential outside investment. And so we recognized that early on. And I think what Forbes and Sorenson recognized was we were the first city in the country to launch a municipal-based investment prospectus to really market and advertise our investment opportunities. We were really the first city in the country, I believe, to really legally form an entity or an organization focused solely on attracting Opportunity Zone capital, and that's the flagship Opportunity Zone Development Company. I think they were struck by the thoughtfulness of the process we have put in place to identify potential investment opportunities and how we promote those opportunities to outside investors. A key pillar of that was the guiding principles that we created. The guiding principles were a way for us to understand the potential social impact of investment opportunities in Erie. I know that they were very impressed with Erie Homecoming. Erie Homecoming was an event designed to announce Erie to the rest of the country that we are open for investment. There are very real investment opportunities here in Erie that provide both an economic return for investors, but also the opportunity to make a social impact as well. And so I think those key steps that we've taken or some of the things that we've put in place that really, I think, compelled the review committee to announce us as one of the four urban finalists.
Brett, what sort of incentives go along with these Opportunity Zone investments, and what makes them so attractive?
So the Opportunity Zone tax incentive is really a place-based economic development tax incentive. So what I mean by that is a specific tax incentive designed to drive investment into communities that have been left behind, communities that have not seen significant investment in years, communities that demonstrate, high concentrations of poverty, low median income, low educational attainment rates, etc. We believe Erie, despite some of the historical trends, is actually on the rise and thus a very attractive market for those looking to realize the incentive. And the incentive, really what it does is it allows those individuals or institutions who have a capital gain, an unrealized capital gain, if they were to realize those capital gains, they would receive significant deferral, reduction, and potential exemption on their federal capital gains tax. So if you were to sell a stock for a gain, that gain typically is taxed at about 25% by the federal government. If you roll over that gain into an investment opportunity in one of these opportunity zones, Erie has 8 opportunity zones. First and foremost, you receive a deferral on the tax that you'll pay the federal government. So you, in a way, you get an interest-free loan from the government for up to 5 years. If you hold the investment in that opportunity, in that business, or that piece of real estate long enough, you actually receive a reduction in the federal capital gains tax that you have to pay. And then really where the magic happens, and again, why we believe it's such a perfect tool for the Erie market, is if you hold that investment for 10 years or more, any ensuing appreciation is federally, it's capital gains tax-free at the federal level. So it's a real opportunity for those looking to reinvest their capital gains into viable investment projects that require a patient hold for the investor. And so, again, the heart of it is the deferral, reduction, and the possible exemption of federal capital gains tax.
Finally, Brett, are there any final thoughts that you'd like to talk about?
So we will be sending an Erie delegation to the Sorensen Impact Center's Winter Summit in Salt Lake City, Utah on February 5th, where they will announce the grand prize winners from each category. And we're confident and hopeful, and our fingers are crossed that we are not only a finalist, but hopefully the grand prize winner across the entire competition. So stay tuned for more news on that.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.